Racing Pulse, the Victorian Form Preview.
We're riding one, leading one today. We've got Seymour in the day and Pakenham at night tonight. And the track is a soft seven at Seymour, so it escaped a lot of the weather that struck Flemington. Flemington right now would be a heavy nine. So a bit of a tricky track condition for Mark Hunter and our punters to work their way through. It's wet, but not wet. How are you, Mark?
G'day, Matty. Good, thanks.
Yeah. Hey, how's your fortunes been on the punt in recent times?
Just plodding along. There seems like there's 57 horses in each race at the moment on nine race programs. So one day, Matty, we'll get one of those big quadrillas and cover the losses.
Remember the old days when it used to happen about once every two winters where you somehow managed to get the first three legs of the quaddy up at some heavy ten at Tarang or something, and you had these seven runners going for 150,000 and none of them ran a place. It used to happen to me all the time.
Yeah, I remember a horse called Jubilee Trout did that to me at Warrnambool many moons ago. I was flying along with a big quaddy and those little home trackers just kept running on those wet track days, and it was a costly mistake. Going back a long time.
You cost us on the early crow at a Warrnambool Carnival day one about 15 years ago. John Leek Jr. had a jumper that was also good on the flat, and you early crowed it from the 1500 metre mark, and it ran third at 6-4. Do you remember that sin of yours?
No, I remember.
Oh, so you've forgotten about that, yeah.
Where have you kept that horse called Leigh? I remember went the early crow there, and didn't stop it.
Oh, dear, oh, dear. So is it tricky on meetings like today where it's wet but not a bog? Is it hard to work out the right sort of horses?
Well, this track at Seymour, as you would know, they haven't raced there for quite a while and they have had their issues. So that's your first challenge. They trialled on it recently and it looked okay, but obviously they've got a messy weather day and they've still had rain on the radar. They've still had rain there this morning. So I think you'd be looking for genuine wet trackers, that's for sure.
And I thought in the first, which is a 2,015 metre maiden, that a few scratchings might help sort this out for you, but not one horse has scratched out of this 12-horse field. And we have a $2.30 favourite in Kawadi for Benny Thompson at, number five at $2.30, out to $5.10, Port Berry, $8, Love Hurts, number six, and then out to $9.50, Dashing Leopard, number two. So we do have a fairly short price favourite here.
Yeah, it's got to run the trip for mine. I'm with number 10 here, Port Berry, who's only had the three starts, and its last run was its best, making good ground. Now, it's got to handle this soft track, and I don't know that it will do that, but if it does, the way it went last time, it looks like it's on the improve, and I think it's the one to beat. Number 3, He's All White, for a very much informed stable, Amy and Ashagi there. It's trialled well enough to say it can be competitive here. 6, Love Hurts, made some ground last time, looks like the trip might suit. And 5, Quahadi, who has shown enough ability. I'm just not sure it's going to run a strong 2,000. That's my doubt there. So, tricky little start for the day. I'll go 10, 3, 6 and 5.
Mick Sharkey's penned a lovely story on our website about the relationship between husband and wife, Amy and Ashiagi, and Amy obviously wears the pants. What I concluded afterwards, I can't believe she took his surname. I thought it would be Amy and Ash Johnson.
Well, I don't know.
She seems to run the show there, you know.
So. Well, I'll leave that one to you, I think.
All right. Race 2 is a 1,300 metre maiden. We've got two outs, 6 and 14. At the top of the market, Terrace House, number 7, $3.70. Tab Fixed Odds, number 3, Hillcrest Moses, $4, 420, Tenjana, and then out to $8, Triple Red and double figures the rest. Have I mentioned your top selection yet?
No, I'm with number 2, Headsmart. Who...
Hang on. What I'll just say, Headsmart is $16 on Fixed Odds as we speak.
Yeah, well, look, that debut run behind Sea Dragon and Stretto up there at Seymour in a good maiden, which was dominated on the fence. It was back last wide, made good ground to finish 5th. Then it went to 1,400 metres. They rode it for speed on soft ground and it weakened. Went for a spell. It's come back. It's trialled well enough recently to say that it's ready to run a good race here first up at good odds in an even race. To beat number 10, Yana, who's coming off a break, it's trialled okay. Last run, third behind Florida and Chloe's Day. Both those horses were going terrific at that time, so that's good form. 13 Star of the Elms, kicked off this campaign at Werribee, got a mile back, made late ground on wet ground, and 7 Terrace House has had a few trials, looks ready to go first up. They've been okay without raving. It's a tough race, but a bit of value there. I'll go 2, 10, 13 and 7.
All right, 2, 10, first two selections there, and the 2 Headsmart is 16-1 on Fixed Odds Market, so keep that in mind and get busy if you want to get involved there. Race 3 is a maiden. The scratchings here, Mark, are 3, 7, 8 and 10. Favourite at $2.90 on the fixed is Galactus, number 4. 6 Taishan is $3.10. $4.20, number 1, Altimeter. $5.50, St. Rose. And then triple that price for Setland Sage. So there's 5 horses cornering the market here.
Yeah, pretty even race. Not a lot between them. I'll tip number 1, Altimeter, whose trials have been okay without Raven, but yet it couldn't find a weaker race to kick off in. And should be strong at the 1,200 metres to beat number 4, Galactus. Gee, I don't know how this horse hasn't won a race. It's shown good ability. Just set a big, big task class on it. Restrained early, took off mid-race and left a sitting shot. It's got a chance. Number 11, Setland Sage, is certainly your value. First up was Dynamite Leaders, but Donga couldn't make ground. Then last time, ran on well from the back, looks ready to fire. 6, Taishan, coming off a break. Its form has been just fair. Should get a great run from the draw. I'll go 1, 4, 11, and 6.
1, 4, 11, 6, race 3. The fourth is over 1,600 metres. The scratchings are 5, 14, 15, 16, 17, and 18. $2.40 favourite, number 8, Malarita, from the Mar Eustace stable. Number 10, Queen Guinevere is $8. $8.50, Rivarola, number 3, and then right out the gate the rest. So we do have a short price favourite here.
Yeah, it's the one to beat, Malarita. Most impressive last time at Moynton. Just set up on the speed on the soft 6. And blew them away. I can't see why it won't go forward, have a similar run, and do the same thing. To beat number 4, Wolftone. Wolftone looks like it's getting ready for the jumps, but not a bad horse, Wolftone. Should have a better record than what it's got. It'll certainly be running on. 6, Molly's Wanted is around the mark in these races without winning. And 11, Full Ahead, who can certainly improve here with Muir taking over at good odds. But no doubt the one to beat, number 8. I'll go 8, 4, 6 and 11.
All right, the favourite there. Over to race 5. This is a 0 to 58. The scratchings here are numbers 1, 2, 5 and 9. $2.25 favourite, number 7, Anira. To $3 for number 10, Walk Free. $6.50, number 6, Southern Bolt. And $9.50 for number 4, Savvy Shield. So almost flip of the coin for the favourite here.
Yeah, it looks the best for the day. Race 5, number 7, Anira. It's come back from a spell in court order. Last two runs on really testing tracks at Sandown and behind Chazade. Wasn't disgraced, was going okay on the line. Meets a much weaker race, 1,400 metres, no worries. It's the one to beat. To beat number 10, Walk Free. If there is a danger, it's it. Just whether it's fit enough for the 1,400 second up on this ground is your query. Take your pick after that. Number 3, General Coz. Ran on okay last time. Looks like the trip might suit. And maybe number 6, Southern Bolt, who showed a bit of promise early in its career, has lost its way, wasn't hopeless first up, but 7 should win, 7, 10, 3 and 6.
All right, race 6 is a 0 to 58. Scratch 1, 2, 7 and 8. Even money favourite, number 3, Grand De Fiora, from the Danny O'Brien stable. $2 even money favourite there, number 3. Number 4, Whitemore, $4.20. $5.50, number 11, Portriano. $8, Lord Mappley. $9, number 5, Mary's Pride.
Yeah, it's the one to beat the favourite, number 3, Grand De Fiora. New Zealand's been good enough for a race like this, and a recent trial looks like it's going really well. To beat number 6, Lord Napoli. I don't mind this horse. I think it's the danger at odds. Both runs back from the spell good, ready for 1,400 metres, handles soft ground. 4, Whitemore is racing consistently without winning. Then the old boy, number 9, Tax Evader, who did a good job last time at Horsham coming from the back. This is a harder race. 3 and 6 for me. I'll go 3, 6, 4 and 9.
He's flying, old Tax Evader, isn't he? Good on him. Over to race 7. This is over 1,200 metres. The scratchings here are numbers 7, 8, 15, 16, 17 and 18. $2.90 favourite, number 10, Beguilement. Number 14, Yacy Sun is $6. $7, number 1, Tatanka. And $9.50, number 13, Fighting Shadow.
I like number 14, Yacy Sun. Normally only back in at Maui, but I think today's the day at Seymour for Yacy Sun. I would expect the inside will be chopped out by now. He'll settle two-thirds of the way back. He'll get to the outside. He was just beaten by a Luke Oliver horse last time, but they're all flying, so that was no disgrace. I think this is his perfect race. He's ready to win. Knew it'll suit him. And down the outside each way, he shouldn't miss. To beat number 11, Hot Sizzle, who can improve on its most recent run, got a 2-kilo claim. Number 13, Fighting Shadow, just beaten last time, doesn't win out of turn. And 5, Nearest the Pins, who written quiet, is going better, has got some chance. But I like 14. I'll go 14, 11, 13 and 5.
14, 11, 13 and 5 in race 7. Race 8, we scratch numbers 7, 10 and 15. Number two, Smoke and Salmon is the $3.40 fixed odds favourite with the tab. Number three, Natter, $6. Four, Clever Spark, $7.50, as is Yule Thrasham, number six, as is number 13, Sobe Venus, and then $10 the rest.
Yeah, tough race. Number two, Smoke and Salmon is my pick. I think each time it bobs on a wet track, it runs well. It's drawn what will probably be the right spot by this time of the day. It's got a 2 kilo claim, and it's in a very suitable race. To beat number three, Natter, coming off a break, it needs further, but a recent trial was really good, so it looks like it's come back in good order. Nine, Fortunate Lady, has had a couple of runs back. They've been good, handles the wet. And big odds here, number 11, Vogue Empress, who those first couple of runs back had absolutely no luck, should have been in the finish. Last run was a bit below par, but big riding change here to Newark, it might improve. I'll go 2, 3, 9, 11.
2, 3, 9, 11 in race eight. And the last of nine, over 1,000 metres, we scratch numbers 1, 3 and 15. $3.50 favourite, He Can Star, number 2. $5.50, number 6, El Sicario. Number 5, Beautiful Bee, $6. $7.50, number 7, Shark Bright. $8, Miss Smarty Pants. $8.50, Sally Sells Shells, who I last saw at the picnics.
I thought I liked number 7 here, Shark Bright. This is a horse that was really struggling in early its career, but last campaign was terrific. And in better races than this, it likes the wet. It's trialled well enough without being knocked about. Al Nolan, a good engagement for this horse, set midfield or a touch worse over the 1,000 and be very strong to beat number 2, He Can Star. Won well last time, beat nothing but got a chance. I think 11, Lake Tanganyika, is far from the worst at big odds. It's always shown some ability in a recent trial, was quite good. And then 5, Beautiful Bee, who can test better races, has got some chance. A bit worried about drawing down near the inside by now. I'll go 7, 2, 11 and 5.
All right, what's your game plan for the day?
My best is race 5, number 7, O'Neara. My value runner is race 9, number 7, Shark Bright. The quaddie, first leg, will go 3 and 6 into 5, 10, 11, 13 and 14 into 2, 3, 9, 11. Come home with 2, 5, 7 and 11. And I'm going to play the trifectas in race 5. We'll go 7 to beat 10, field, and then 7, field, 10.
All right, terrific. Good on you, Mark, and good luck.
Thanks, buddy.
Mark Hunter there at 16 minutes past 10. We're going to take a short break and then back with Harry White's look at racing.com Park Pakenham.
On RSN 927's Racing Pulse, the Victorian Form Preview.
It's 18 minutes past 10, you're with Racing Pulse. Once you clean up with Mark Hunter's tips at Seymour today, you can parlay it all to racing.com Park tonight, courtesy of the selections of Harry White, who joins us. G'day, Harry.
Morning, Matty. How are you?
Yeah, no pressure.
Oh, no, not at all.
We'll, parlaying everything onto you.
We're in for a good night, I'm confident.
Okay. Oh, beautiful. Got a couple of grabs from Chris Hyland from the Brekkie Show this morning that we'll whack through in their respective races 5 and 7. All right, let's get going. It's on the Syntho. The first is a 2,200-metre maiden. There are no scratchings here. The market has the favourite number 9, Falia, at $2.30. $2.40, Doomsday Project, so near equal favourites there. And then right out to number 8, Fighting Zephyr at $6, $7.50. Polonaise, has one of the two favourites got this one?
Yeah, I think so. I'm happy to have Falia on top to kick off the card. She was far from disgrace last start and can be forgiven for that one average run. Worth noting that the race was on soft seven going. She doesn't appear to like given the track, so the Syntho should suit. Prior form reads well. Ran second behind Wahini Toa, three back over the trip, who subsequently placed in the St. Ledger. Ran third behind Hey Happy and Fiorina before that, who both subsequently won. Run up to those effort. And she beats this modern field ahead of Doomsday Project, clearly wanted further after a minor placing over the mile last start. He's the clear second pick. Then down to number 8, Fighting Zephyr. Has been sound enough to fill a minor here and carries no weight with a 3 kilo clamber aboard. Chucking Polonaise is next best. 9-1-8-11.
9-1-8-11 in the first two. Inform Stables atop the market in race 2, which is a maiden over 1,400 metres. No scratchings. Favourite for Hayes Dabbenig is number 12, Checkerboard at $1.95. Henry Dwyer's Vista Bell, number 9, is at $4. Then out to $5.50, Electrifying Lady. And way, way, way out to Galway Star at $13. So it looks to be amongst at least just one or two runners here, mate.
It does, but I'm going for a bit of value, Matty. Number 8, Reset All. Forget She Ran last week at Track and Trip. Was eased out of the race after another horse dislodged the rider. Prior form reads more than well enough for mine. Three minor placings in her last five runs, excluding last start, of course, and they're all over the trip. Concede she's had a lot of racing this prep and is still a 14-start maiden, but at a double-figure quote, she's worth a go to beat Vista Bell, who's coming off a freshen and Sports Winkers for the first time. This is easier than what she's been up against, and she was supported into odds-on favourite on debut, so touted as having ability. Debuted on checkerboards, a two-year-old taking on the older ones. Jump out was pretty good, not good enough for me to take the short quote, but sure, she might win. And debutante Galway Star sparks some interest after responding well to riding in a recent jump out, 8, 9, 12 and 4.
Your top selection there, Reset All number 8, is a $14 chance on fixed odds, so listeners take note of that. Race 3, 1,100 metre maiden. We scratch number 7, top of the market here at Even Money. $2 is number 3, Midships for David Brightoak. $4.80 for number 5, Star Sonic. $6 for number 8, Candy Puzzle. $8.50, number 2, Deep Vein.
Yeah, Midships, best bet of the day for me. Only found one better last start on the back of a freshen after he was found to have bled from one nostril at Mornington. This race lacks depth in comparison to what he was previously up against. Daniel Stackhouse sticks on. He looks the one to beat, and the market reflects that. Ahead of Star Sonic resumes, and while not a noted first-up performer, a recent jump out was sound enough, and prior form reads well for a race of this calibre, despite being at a distance short of his best efforts. Candy Puzzle beat All Bar Bless her last start over the trip, who subsequently won in stronger grade. Third up now with an inside draw to do no work for an on-pace run. She's in the mix. And Deep Vein was green on debut but finished within a length off Candy Puzzle, so goes in for fourth based on that. 3582.
3582 in the third. The fourth is a 1,200 metre maiden. The only scratching is number 4. And $2.70 favourite is number 3, Dragon Time. $4.20 Tycoon Ruler, number 7. $5 number 1, Dane Zalek. And number 9, Jason Talley is $7.
Yeah, sticking to the exact market order here, Dragon Time looks the one to beat after two minor placings to kick off his career. Both of those races have provided subsequent winners. Gets the blinkers on, so from the wide barrier with a noticeable lack of speed in this, I reckon they go forward and give him every chance from up front. Ahead of number 7, Tycoon Thunder, feel the miners in both runs this prep too. The latter over the trip on heavy going when third. With a gap back to fourth, tricky gate, but again, he can go forward and slot in without much speed in the race. The top weight debutant Dane Zalek has jumped out well. He's got a handful of full siblings that are quite handy gallopers, but their form suggests that his best will be over the mile and above. And I'll throw in Jason Lee for fourth, 3719.
3719. Race 5 is the Bon Hoisted Apprentices Cup over 1,200 metres. And one of the runners here is Vincent Van Gogh, trained by Chris Hyland. And Chris Hyland joined the Brekkie guys this morning.
Yeah, he goes good there. And the sixth was a good run too, because the horse in front of him broke down and took him straight out of the field. So
right.
All his runs this prep have been really good. He's no star on track work, but he rocks up on the day and has a crack. So, he's $3 a place. You'd have a crack, wouldn't you?
Well, there you go. There's a little tip there. The scratchings in this race are 13, 14 and 15, Harry. And the favourite is number 4, Nakoni Storm at $3.80. $4, number 3, No Change. $4.20 for Troubleshoot number 5. And Vincent Van Gogh has trimmed up for the place now. It's $2.70 the place and $8.50 the win. Are you in Vincent's corner?
I'm not, but he was definitely on my radar. I wouldn't talk anyone out of backing that horse for a place, but I'm going for another value runner here, number 1, Soloro. Third up now and has had excuses in his first two runs this prep. Knuckled at the start first up, so was set a task from the get-go and ended up running well enough, and last start raced on a soft 7. He's never even raced on a soft 5, so safe to say he probably didn't handle it. It's also worth noting that those were in stronger grade. Form prior to a spell around horses like Chicago Cub, Hums and Princess Flagrant read very well, and I expect that back on a Syntho track, his best would be good enough, and he's well weighted with a 3 kilo claimer engaged to beat Nakoni.
Hang on, whoa, 23, $23, Siloro. You're on fire with your long shots, righto? Yeah. Let's see how we go.
Well, they've got a lob, but
that's
to beat Nakoni Storm resumes a gelding and brings some pretty handy prior form to the table. No Change was strong late a week back at Track and Trip to finish second. Just needs luck at the right time from an inside draw, but watch for him late. And Troubleshoot is a synthetic specialist, so comes into calculations on that stat alone. 1-4-3-5.
1-4-3-5 from the long shot king, yet to be determined, of course. We'll have this chat after the last race. 6 scratchings at 2, 8 and 15. The favourite is number 1, Denawi at $5. Equal favourite with number 3, El Phoenix. Number 11, Millie the Missile, $7.50. $8 Cuban Tonight, $8.50 Jernas. And also really Swish. So there's a gang of them in single figure odds here.
Yeah, it's a tough race. I'll side with El Phoenix, who's on the 7-day backup from a solid second at Track and Trip last week in a very similar profile of race. As I said last week, he's a synthetic specialist, weighted the same, and Jamie Mott sticks on him. What's his only ride for the night? Can go one better here to beat Denawi, another one on the 7-day backup. Had to work for the lead, and that told, but he held his ground home. Ran well third up over this trip last prep and races 2.5 kilos lighter by utilising a claimer. Cuban Tonight maps for the run of the race and it's just super honest and one from one on the syntho. And Loco has just been too consistent this prep to not be included at the Quaddy, in the Quaddy at a price. 3147.
3147 in race 6. Race 7 is over 1600 metres. It's a really good race. We scratched 7, 10, 11 and 13. Favourites are at equal at $3.40 are number 6 Floriat Pika and 8 Sealed. $4.80 number 9 Zamawi. $5 number 5 Call Me Seamus. And number 1 Enunciate is $7. And it's the second of Chris Hyland's runners. And this is what he said about Enunciate on the Brekkie Show.
Yeah, he goes well on the synthetic too. And he ran really well the other night. And he's come back really well. He had a good prep last prep. He won a race in town and got up to 2,000 metres and will aim to get there eventually this prep too. He's probably still got a little bit of improvement in, but yeah, he races great on the track and he races great at the distance. So again, he doesn't win out of turn, but when he doesn't win, he's around the mark. So they've both got really good place chances.
All right. Sounds like it could bob up in your top four selections.
I've got it on top, Matty. Pretty keen on Enunciate. I think I took about $13 yesterday. Obviously, some deductions today, but still a nice enough price at $7. Closed off soundly first up. Strips Fitter absolutely loves this Track and Trip. 6 starts here over the mile for 3 wins and 3 seconds. They speak for themselves. Does jump up 2 kilos from last start and isn't a noted second up performer, but maps well to slot in off pace. And again, at the price is worth a bet. To beat Floriat Pika, only found one better last start over the trip, and that horse was chasing 2 on the trot. He's been uncharacteristically ridden more prominently of late, but the white gate might put him back to his old pattern of getting back and running on, so watch for him late. Call Me Seamus finished about 3 lengths off the winner last start at the track and will be suited to the mile trip. I suggest his best would be good enough, and Sealed next best has market support, goes in the Quaddy, 1658.
1658. The last is a skinny little race, but it's a good little race. The scratchings here are numbers 3 and 5. Hums, who's in terrific form, is the $2.15 equal favourite. Lucifer's Reward at $3. $6, number 1, our Luca, who's extremely well placed. And equal at $6 with number 2, Dr. Koto, and then $12, Caribbean Pearl. So small field, but it's quite competitive.
Oh, it is. So I'm not trimming up this leg at all. I'm still going to have 4 in this leg of the Quaddy. Hums goes on top, was fit, and a last start winner over the trip to make it 2 wins of last 3 runs. Regular rider King Callow sticks on. He'll park behind the speed and get his chance. To beat Lucifer's Reward in for second, coming back from 3 runs at Caulfield, this is easier. Our Luca, as you mentioned, will find this easier. Has a great record on the synthetic and can't leave him out of the Quaddy. And Dr. Koto resumes without a jump out that I could reference, but makes his own luck from up front and again has to be in the Quaddy. 4-6-1-2.
And I noticed they've whacked the blinkers back on our Luca. I think that might be a little good sign as well. So, all right. This is an interesting meeting. You've peppered us with long shots. So how are you going to play it?
Best bet, race 3, number 3, Midships. Value, as you mentioned, take your pick. I'd say that the best one's race 7, number 1, Enunciate, but the other 2 at a price I'm still going to be playing. Quaddy, I'm not taking any chances tonight, so I'm just going to have all my 4 numbers in each leg. So 1-3-4-5 first leg, 1-3-4-7 second leg, third leg 1-5-6-8, and last leg 1-2-4-6. And play of the day, I want to have an early Quaddy. We'll trim up the first leg of the early Quaddy with numbers 1 and 9 only. Second leg 4-8-9-12. Standout Midships, number 3 in the third leg of the early Quaddy, and we'll have 1-3-7 in the last leg of the early Quaddy.
Good on you, H.
Thanks, Matty. Hope we get some of those long shots up.
Absolutely. Fingers crossed. Harry White there with his thoughts for Racing.com Park Packardham.